Hi, folks. Christy Kaler here with another post from my personal blog, Subfictional Studios. It's January 7th, 2016. Happy New Year. Announcing Authentic Engine, my empathy-based leadership development consultancy. Since I last posted on the subject, I've made quite a bit of progress towards starting the next phase of my career. I'm excited to share this news with you all now. One of the things I've learned through my 4 years at Mozilla and over 8 years organizing in the tech community is that most everyone wants to contribute towards making stronger, healthier, more inclusive, and resilient communities. The problem is they don't know how, and the opportunities to learn and practice the requisite skills are few and far between. So that's what I'm going to concentrate on, providing the leadership learning we need and hunger for. As such, I founded a consultancy, Authentic Engine, which will focus on providing empathy-based leadership, learning, and practice opportunities. Right now, there's a huge emphasis in our community on improving diversity and inclusion, as well as safety and incident response, including code of conduct, adoption, and enforcement. These are important skills our community organizers need help developing and honing. Talented folks are leading efforts here, and I look forward to working with them. I've chosen something slightly different, although complementary. I want to help develop leaders, stewards, and organizers who cultivate wisdom over time and who will be equipped to adapt to the changing needs, stresses, and resources of their communities. I want to teach people how to lead and steward authentically, utilizing their unique combination of experiences, talents, and interests. With Authentic Engine, I'll help people develop into the leaders and stewards our communities need now and into the future. Here's what I hope to accomplish this year, the first year. One, launch four, roughly one per quarter, 3 to 4 hour workshops, each on a specific leadership topic. The first will be a guided exploration of what leadership is, what kind of leader you want to be, and how to become that leader. The workshop will likely debut in Portland, each of these workshops will likely debut in Portland, and then I'll bring them to other cities as there is demand. The workshops won't be free, but they will be affordable and have scholarship slots. Two, facilitate an ongoing community cohort so that folks engaged in improving themselves as leaders and stewards have a support and peer learning network. Three, provide at least 100 hours of one-on-one coaching and mentoring. Anyone who takes one of my workshops will get a certain amount of free coaching, and then I'll work with people in addition to that as well. Four, help 2 to 3 organizations improve or develop their leadership capacity. This could take many forms, from counseling an ad hoc group of conference organizers about how best to take the next step forward towards formal incorporation, to helping an open source project create a training program for its contributors, to customizing one of my workshops for in-house presentation. I talk about some more ideas about how I can help organizations in just a bit. I'm excited about this work because it will bring greatly needed leadership resources to our communities, helping us all to improve sustainability and resiliency. I'm also thrilled because it will allow me to draw upon and apply the varied skills and experiences I develop over my entire career. These include managing technical teams and products, running a small business, serving on the working board of a trade association, 501c6, founding and serving on the working board of a tax-exempt nonprofit, 501c3, developing software, writing, publishing, and podcasting, organizing communities around open source projects, coaching and teaching others, documenting and improving systems and processes, designing, organizing, and running participatory learning events, workshops, and conferences, things like that, managing and responding to crises, including embezzlement, intimate partner violence, foodborne illness, unexpected budget shortfalls, and much more. Authentic Engine is a huge venture to undertake. I'm really excited about it. I hope you'll be part of making my journey successful. Here are some ways you can help. One, sign up for the Authentic Engine mailing list so you'll be notified when I launch new workshops. And then register to attend a workshop once I get those launched. Two, let me know which leadership and stewardship topics you're most interested in learning about by completing my interest form. These are linked in the show notes. Three, if we've worked together and you found the experience worthwhile, write and send me a testimonial I can post to my website or recommend me on LinkedIn. Four, recommend me to folks who could benefit from my leadership development consulting services. Refer to the list I gave just a little bit ago for some of the things I've experienced doing. Most of all, continue to send me your encouraging words. These mean so much to me and really help carry me through the days that feel completely overwhelming. And I'll be honest, in the process of starting a new business, a lot of days are completely overwhelming. Thanks for listening. Take care.